Identified by the medical officer either. She's got an ear disorder. It's an inherited condition from her mother's side. None of them can maintain their balance when their heads are in certain positions. For a long time she thought she'd escaped it, but then it showed up, the positional dizziness. It's called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, but that's far too much Latin for the place Sonia comes from. And besides, she's got it under control. It's not going to keep her from doing squat. And so now, she's sitting in the car. She's got Yesta in the back seat and Yuda at her side. Because Yuda's got a lot on her mind, she hasn't had time to teach Sonia to shift for herself. Sonia's been driving with Yuda for 6 months, and still she fumbles with the gears. Yuda seizes the initiative and deals with it for her, since when Yuda deals with changing gears, there's no need for her to change topics. Her son's getting married, her grandkid's going to be called something ghastly, the fiancé's got a cockamamie clothing sense, and the sister of her brother-in-law's mother's new husband just died. Thai people just can't drive. Sonia and Yuda are in Frederiksberg, waiting for a traffic light. Smoke from the last cigarette out the window has been sucked into the passenger compartment, and it mixes with the sweat that Sonia excretes. She signals right, Yuda's hand on the gear stick, and keeps an eye out for cyclists. This woman I've got now is called Pak Pow. Pak Pow! Green light! Second gear, bike! Yuda shifts to second, while Sonia swerves to miss the bike. And then she's married to this dirty old man who's 75. He's been down in the office completely bloated and all. They've gone a fair piece toward the inner city, and traffic is light, so Yuda can shift to fourth no problem. She uses the passenger side clutch and then points at a deli. They make a good head cheese in there, and this warm liver pate with bacon and cocktail wieners. I love Christmas. I simply can't get enough of it. Don't you just love Christmas? It's early August, and Sonia does not like Christmas. It all revolves around Kate's shopping lists and minimising damage by winding back time, and yet she nods anyway. She wants to stay on Yuda's good side, since, in truth, it's Yuda who's driving the car. Actually, Sonia has a soft spot for her, because Yuda's told her that she comes from the Djursland Peninsula, from a small village in the direction of Nimtofte. Yuda's father ran the local feed store right across from school, so Yuda could run home and eat during lunch hour. She moved to Copenhagen when she was 20. The village constable had a younger brother with an extra room in the suburb of Vidura. He was a cop himself, the younger brother, and Yuda's always had a weakness for a man in uniform. Now she lives inland, in Solrul, but back then the thing was to go out dancing till you no longer stank of Danish farmland. Sonia's told Yuda that she has a hard time believing that Yuda's also from Jutland. Sonia can't hear it in her speech, and in general she has a hard time understanding what Yuda's saying. Turn left is terlef. Turn right, trite. And it's not really dialect to speak of. It's just the fastest way for Yuda to bark commands without changing topics. There's not much Jutland left in you, Sonia says now. You should just hear trite when I talk on the phone to my sister. Green arrow, turn, goddammit, bike! Sonia turns right and thinks about how she herself might sound when she talks on the phone to Kate. But she hardly ever talks to Kate anymore. And now they're headed toward the Vesterbro quarter. Ahead of them lies Eastergärde, with its traffic quagmire, and Yuda is saying that she likes Swedish stair-step candles to be in the windows. There should also be tinsel on the Christmas tree, but that's not the way her son's fiancé sees it. At her place, the tree always has to be trimmed in white, and Yuda just doesn't get it. Just like she doesn't get why Volker lets so many foreigners into the driving school. They can go to their own driving schools, Yuda says. They can't understand what I say. I, Terlef, take my life in my hands every time I drive with them. Sonia thinks about the feed store.